You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here we are. We are Andrew Satcher here. Did I say your name right?
It's Sacker. The H is like a K.
All right. Okay. Andrew Sacker. I always thought it was Satcher. I never knew it was Sacker. Now I know.
Well, now everybody knows, at least behind the curtain.
Well, we're not behind the curtain yet. Everyone can hear this conversation but we're going to go behind the curtain.
Well, this is a public service announcement then. Everybody knows how to say Andrew's name.
Andrew, most people know you as a writer, staff writer for Brooklyn Vegan. How long have you been writing for Brooklyn Vegan?
It's going to be 13 years this August.
13 years.
Wow. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah. Lucky 13.
Lucky 13. This one's going to be your year.
What was your history with journalism and such before Brooklyn Vegan?
I just like came up in like a local music scene in like a suburb of New York City, and I just knew like I was going to do something with music with my life. I also really loved like reading and writing, so I went to college and majored in like the music industry. I went to SUNY Purchase and I minored in literature, and I like didn't even really consider like music journalism, but like in hindsight it makes so much sense because I was literally doing like minoring in like reading and writing and majoring and learning the music industry. And I just was kind of trying out a few things. Like I tried a label at first. I like interned at a label, and it just wasn't really for me. And I ended up at Brooklyn Vegan, and everything just clicked really quickly. Like it, I liked them and they liked me, and it seemed like writing about music was a really natural fit for me. As we will find out throughout the next hour or so, I love talking about music. So I just was like, oh wait, I can like talk about music, but like in written form all the time. And it just like worked. And so I just kind of like fell into this swing of the Brooklyn Vegan way, and it just became my life.
So when we go behind the curtain, you're gonna just give us a crash course in emo, because that's a subject you are expert of and subject we are not experts in.
Right. And what has more waves, emo or ska?
Well, the difference is emo embraces it, you know, like ska is like, you know, the wave narrative is like damaging, and emo is like, we're on the ninth wave of emo. It's like really important that you know this. Like,
yeah.
So you're actually, I was reading some notes that I had here, and you're like single-handedly responsible for reviving ska in 2021.
That's not true.
I don't know. I've seen the meme.
Yeah. Is there really a...
Yeah, you haven't seen the
this
meme?
Guy. No. No, but why don't you tell people though, okay, you've been working for Brooklyn Vegan for 13 years almost. Mm-hmm. And what led you to take an interest in ska in, like, because I think the first time you wrote about it was like early 2021, like just before the pandemic, right?
Yeah, it would have been, I'll look it up. I will not make a mistake.
Cause it was in the defense of the genre, right?
Yeah. It was like, it was funny. Cause it was like the first like edition of my new, column on just like all forms of punk, which now is like 3 years into existing. And it's like a monthly thing. It was February, 2020. So yeah, right before lockdown. And just okay. like, it was the first time I like wrote like a deep long form article on ska, but not like the very first time writing an article on like a ska band. But sorry, what was your question again?
Well, I guess my question is like, what led to that in that one moment where you devoted that much ink and space to ska?
At yeah. Vegan? So
I know, like you said, ska, you know, you had written about ska, but I think that the tone and the amount of space that article had, I think was a new step.
Yeah, for sure.
And, so ska became a part of Brooklyn Vegan after that, really.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like, you know, it's funny, like we're going to be talking about emo, and ska and emo are both genres that people hear and shudder, you know? So I like a lot of different forms of like punk rock, and some of those forms are really respected and some are kind of made fun of. And I feel like the name of the column is in defense of the genre, because like I am tired of like, oh, like, you know, garage punk is legit but pop punk is stupid, you know. I'm like, no, like they're both good, you know, like, so like the point is just to take it all seriously. And I was like, a good place to start would be ska punk, because it's not taken seriously enough, I think. And I mean, now it's more, but like in 2020, early 2020, less so. And a big thing was like, I really do have to, I know maybe this is a bit of a controversial thing, but I do have to give credit to the Interrupters, because She's Kerosene became like an actual radio hit, which just like fascinated me. Like I was like, wait, like this sounds like Rancid and it's like a hit song in 2018. Like that's insane. Like the Interrupters had been around, like you guys know that. And like, I just thought they were like solely a band that exists to like open for Rancid and stuff. And like, we're just for old heads. But then I'm like, mm-hmm. Now they have like a hit on the radio alongside like Imagine Dragons. Like that was to me like just like fascinating, and I had no idea it was possible. And then simultaneously, you had ska tune network, which was like clearly taking off and like starting to, like the, you know, they had that record on Counterintuitive Records. We'll talk about this when we get into the emo stuff. Like, and it was like an emo covers record, and it was just like ska tune network was kind of introducing, I think, emo kids to ska. And then you of course have Jeff Rosenstock becoming like this critically acclaimed artist, and then of course he's never shied away from, you know, his ska roots, and he had worked in a little bit of ska on Worry. So it was like, I think there was just like, it felt like there was something in the air of like ska is not being hated on as much right now, and it's sort of, I don't want to say making a comeback because I don't want to imply it ever went anywhere, but it's like starting to maybe make a greater wide impact outside of people who already like it, more so than it had in years. And so I was just like, I feel like something's going to happen and there's going to be like this more widespread interest. And I feel like a cool thing to start would be just be like to highlight some of the classic records that like helped invent ska. It was definitely about ska punk specifically. And so I was like, yeah, it'd be like, you know, it'd be really fun to write in depth about Op Ivy and like early Boston's and, you know, Voodoo Glow Skulls, Suicide Machines, Less Than Jake, Slapstick, like Catch 22 records I love that I never really had a chance to just write in depth about. And I just, you know, one of the big reasons the column exists too, is just to get a chance to like look back on old records that, weren't the ones that, like, you know, like how many retrospectives and real-time reviews. It's like have been written about like Pavement or something, but it's like there's not too much out there if you're looking for like critical insight on Catch 22. So I was like, let's do it. let's do that. So that was kind of the thought process.
Yeah, my first exposure to that article was like somebody sent it to me there, because my book was finished, but it wasn't. I wasn't talking about it publicly yet. So, and I was getting ready to. Other than like on Facebook, I might say to just my friends, like, "Oh yeah, my book's coming together," but I wasn't like actively promoting it into the outer world. And then one of my friends like emailed me your article. He's like, "Hey, this dude's stealing your shtick." I was like, "What is this? In defense of ska punk?"
But then great minds, right?
Yeah. And then I was like, I'm just going to reach out to this person like as soon as possible and just be like, "Hey, I got this book coming out." And I think Mike Park gave me your email because you might have done something with him earlier. I don't know. He had your email for some reason.
Yeah, Mike and I have like worked together or communicated over the years. I'm a huge Asian Man supporter and fan. So, but yeah, I was really happy you reached out. I mean, and here we are 3 years later, like doing this. So mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, I'm stoked that we know each other.
Yes. All right. So we're
going to, you guys buried the hatchet. That's
we're going to go behind the curtain any second now. I don't know when, but it'll happen. But we're going to talk about emo.
Whoa, where do you think you're going? Hey, that's all you get. But if you head over to our Patreon, you can hear the whole conversation with Andrew. Where will it go next? Will we show the parallels between the ska scene and the emo scene? Only you will know when you go over to the Patreon. Go sign up. Okay, we're getting close to 100 patrons. Be nice if you were the 100th patron. Ska now. More than ever.
This is your sleep paralysis demon. Hey, I just want you to know that I really like ska. Okay, I'm gonna sit on your chest now. Don't freak out. Ska now more than ever.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.